It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Even happier than I thought it would earlier today.
This came up in your mind, yeah. Well, then just yeah. Real time, it's
yeah. A celebration to last through all the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now, celebration. Let's all celebrate and have. All right, I'm sure you've heard the news by now. Mike Tomlin has stepped down as the Steelers head coach. This is Sports Central. I'm Corey Geiger. We've got Nathan Forlina here as well. We've got two full hours of discussion about this stuff and all things Steelers, 946-0435. We've got this show till 5 o'clock. Then we've got our regularly scheduled Black and Gold Breakdown from 5 to 6. And, you know, we were going to talk about the 30-6 playoff loss last night and bitch about Mike Tomlin and all that. And then Nathan texted me at about 1:45.
About 1:45.
So
yeah.
Nathan, I'm ordering some Chipotle.
Okay.
Because I had free double protein today. They really screw you if you order Chipotle online. If you're there in line, they'll pile the stuff on. If you order it online, they totally screw you over.
Well,
I didn't even get a regular amount of. I got the carne asada, which is good.
Okay.
I didn't even get a regular amount of carne asada, let alone the free double protein that they offered.
They
so.
Feel it's almost peer pressure.
Yeah,
whenever you're saying right in front of them, like, hey. I said double. We're doubling this.
But I digress. I'm ordering my Chipotle. Nathan texts me and says what?
I basically said how, you know, I'm listening to the McAfee show like I always do, and he's hinting that something massive's about to drop. And just by the way he was saying it, I had a feeling I knew what was coming about 20 minutes later or so.
Yeah, because he's connected with the Steelers. He,
yes.
He knows what's going
on. He knows what's going on. And even if it might be coming from Rodgers directly because of their connection. So
could be.
You heard it, and like you just like, okay, I gotta sit here. Like I literally refreshed Twitter for 15 minutes just waiting for it.
So I get to Chipotle, I get my stuff, I'm walking out the door, and Nathan texts me, boom. And so look, here's what we're gonna do, all right, 946-0435. I need to, just in case there's people listening right now across the region or across the country online who don't normally listen to me. I cover Penn State football. I've covered Penn State football as a journalist for 20 years. When I talk about Penn State football, I try to always keep in mind from a journalistic perspective. Well, I don't cover the Steelers. What you're going to hear from me today is not a Steelers journalist. I'm a sports talk radio dude who is a Steelers fan who cannot stand Mike Tomlin. I cannot stand Mike Tomlin. I think Mike Tomlin is one of the most overrated people in the history of sports. Okay? So I've wanted this glorious day to happen for a long time, right?
Still going.
So I came up with this idea to play cool in the gang celebration about 2:10 after Nathan texted me. And then as soon as we started playing, I just started kind of laughing. Because here's the thing, okay? I'm fully aware that Mike Tomlin had a lot of success for the Steelers. He won a Super Bowl at the time at 36 years old, the youngest head coach in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. Sean McVay, I believe, was the one that broke that record. I believe that Mike Tomlin won that Super Bowl with Bill Cowher's players. I believe that Mike Tomlin inherited a Hall of Fame quarterback who was entering and in his prime and is one of the great quarterbacks of all time. And then I believe Mike Tomlin effed it up beyond belief for the last 10 years. When you're talking 7 consecutive playoff losses, no playoff wins in 9 years, and in only 4 of his 19 seasons, Nathan, of all the stats we can give you, Mike Tomlin coached for 19 seasons and did not have a losing record in any of those seasons. That's amazing. In only 4 of those seasons did he have a playoff victory.
That's what's insane when you say that. That
when you go to the playoff
fathomable.
All the time and you never lose, but only 4, and he won 1 Super Bowl, he got to another Super Bowl. So outside of those, only 2 of the other 17 seasons did he even win 1 playoff game. This man's failure in the postseason was a huge byproduct of the way he coaches football, keeping everything so close to the vest, relying on you have to play tremendous defensively, and you can't, like last night, that was a good game. They're down 7-6 until Fairbairn hits a 50-yard field goal and makes it 10-6, and this is still a game. And then the Steelers obviously collapsed after that. But when you play that style of football, you give yourself so little margin for error. You give yourself so little margin for error that if your defense isn't great for 60 minutes, you're going to lose. And so Mike Tomlin has been able to finagle his way through, you know, through regular season after regular season, getting enough wins and playing enough ugly football. But when you get to the postseason, you're going to play outstanding competition. And their last 5 playoff losses have all been by double figures. Can you believe that? That's unbelievable.
In every one of those games, they've trailed by at least 21 points at one point as well. Which
oh,
is
that's
insane.
Great.
Yeah.
Number.
Well, I thought it was going to break last night.
Yeah,
before
then,
that.
No.
But then, nope, down the stretch, it just gets worse and worse.
Folks, there's no coach in the history of this country's sports at any level that could or should survive 7 consecutive playoff losses and no playoff wins in 9 years. No coach. Not ever. So Mike Tomlin earned himself a lot of goodwill. He earned himself a lot of respect. He is a Hall of Famer. I will put respect on his name because he has been able to do at a really consistent level something that is really the hardest thing to do in all of sports, and that's to win consistently in the NFL. He deserves a lot of credit for not losing. But the style of football he played, he refused to change. He refused to improve on the areas where he struggled at as a coach. And ultimately, his teams have just been so terrible to watch, okay? And I've preached about this for years and years and years. As I've gotten older, as I've got kids, I've got other things to do in life and other responsibilities than to let myself care some unbelievable amount about whether my sports team wins or loses. You know, you're a young person. You still care, I'm sure, 100 times more than I do about whether your team wins or loses. I just want to be entertained, Nathan. So I found myself for the last 5 or 6 years especially watching this team every Sunday and hate watching them because they play a terrible style of football. He effed up the quarterback transition with Kenny Pickett. And then they continue to play this terrible style of football. I call it, like, he's trying to win every single game 16-13. He's trying to win every game 16-13. And if you try that, you're going to win some games like that because it's human nature. You're going to get a rookie kicker that misses a kick that would have beat. You're going to get a guy that misses some stuff. But if you try to win every game 16-13, that means that you are completely and fully comfortable acknowledging that every game will come down to the last second. And when that happens and you fart around with a bad offense for so long, you're not going to succeed in the playoffs. So I want to get your thoughts. I mean, look, we're going to take your phone calls, 946-0435. I'm talking to you as a Steelers fan who could not stand watching this man coach the football team on Sundays.
So you were talking about yesterday where you were saying you would be that one person out of 100 that stands on that island.
I'm not alone on this one. I
know you're not.
I'm very much in the majority on this one.
And I feel like I am because I like watching defense. So I didn't mind the style, you know, where it's a slugfest and it comes down to the wire. But in the same breath, I do acknowledge that you're not going to win a Super Bowl that way.
You can't even win. You
can beat young, inexperienced quarterbacks who, which they almost did to C.J. Stroud yesterday, until it came unraveled.
If he could have gotten to the AFC Championship game once every 5 years, that's enough. He could be the Steelers coach for 60 years doing that. No coach in the history of American sports can lose 7 consecutive playoff games and keep their job.
You cannot. So, you know, it was just a weird feeling, I feel like, since this news came out, because I look at Tomlin, where he's been the coach damn near my entire life. I'm 21 years old. He's been there for, what, 19 years. So he, you know, I grew up watching it, and I was a little bit too young to remember really I sort of remember that 2010 season where they lost to the Packers in the Super Bowl, but outside that, I wasn't around much for the Arizona Cardinals Super Bowl and their win right there. So I primarily remember him for the collapses down the stretch,
right,
which is what I don't want to remember him as, because there is nothing easy about having a winning record for 19 years. And that is going to be that I truly believe will never get broken. I don't think there would be another coach to have 19 consecutive years
to start his career.
That will never. So it's just, it's a weird, but I also acknowledge it was completely time to move on. The message went stale, and now it's just a weird, I don't even know where the franchise goes from this point.
Yeah.
You don't have a core.
I don't know what they do. I'm rejoicing. Let me say this real quick before we get to the phone lines. I'm rejoicing that Mike Tomlin is gone. I think there's a very real possibility the Steelers go in the tank, like, severely.
Here's the thing.
They got a number one schedule next year.
Yeah.
Okay, we've talked about how easy it is to go from first to slot dropping a lot when you have a number one schedule and not a number one caliber team. And if you have a last place schedule, and you get to, it's easier to go from worst to first. So I will acknowledge to anybody that the Steelers could be really bad. And so somebody's going to say, well, in a year or two, you'll rue the day, Geiger, when the Steelers are 6-11. I'm like, no, I won't, because they had no prayer of doing anything with Mike Tomlin above barely scraping by into the playoffs and then losing immediately.
Yeah, you would have capped out at probably 11 wins and a loss in the wild card round. That's what was going to happen for the next 10 years of Mike Tomlin. But the team's in a weird spot right now, to where – it doesn't feel like they need a huge overhaul, because they still have a lot of talent on that team, but there's just key positions missing. Obviously, quarterbacks.
Well, you don't have a quarterback. I mean, that's...
Which I was sold Aaron Rodgers was not going to retire. Now that Tomlin's gone, I think there's a really good chance.
Yeah, he's 42.
But I'm sure we'll talk about coaching candidates here in a little bit and stuff like that. But there's one man I think that you get Rodgers back for a year and maybe
save it. Save it. We'll get to it in a bit. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from? Well, he hung up. Sorry. Well, right when we were getting to you. Mitchell down in Maryland. What's up, buddy?
All right, man. You did not disappoint with that opening bumper music. That was fabulous. I ran into the room where my wife was. I said, listen to what Corey's playing at the opening of the show.
I pride myself, and I think Nathan can attest this, I pride myself on trying to come up with a good song that fits the moment.
Listen, we always need that theme song to open up the show. And for so long, it was Yakety Sax, but...
Yeah, Nathan thought we were going with Yakety Sax again.
I thought that's what we were going with.
Man, that was absolutely perfect. Hey, I'm okay with the Steelers maybe going in the tank for maybe a year, maybe two, because at least then they'll get a decent draft pick. For so many years, they've been middle, and, you know, the one shame of this, you know, I think this run over the last 6 or 8 years is that neither T.J. Watt, I don't know if Cam Hayward's ever experienced a win in the playoffs either, and that's a real shame, because, you know, I think they are two of the greatest to ever play for this franchise, and we're never able to, you know, obviously advance, you know, at all in the postseason, which is rather remarkable.
T.J. Watt, 0-5 in the playoffs in his career. I believe one sack in the playoffs.
Yeah.
None last night. T.J. Watt, look, we've got all kinds of ways we can go with this. T.J. Watt had 7 sacks this year. He had 23 solo tackles. He did have 3 forced fumbles and 2 interceptions. He could make plays. That's $41 million. The Steelers made a gigantic, gigantic Grand Canyon-sized mistake paying T.J. Watt for what he had already accomplished, not what they think he could have. Now, it's unfortunate with the punctured lung. That's a really bizarre thing to happen. But the bottom line is you paid a guy $41 million to play 13 games and get 7 sacks. And don't you think you could have used some of that other money for a number 2 wide receiver? That's the problem that with where the Steelers are right now. The Steelers are nowhere near the same Chuck Knoll organization who just let Franco Harris leave to go to Seattle and then famously said, "Franco, who? You've got to be cutthroat. You can't be paying T.J. Watt $41 million. You can't, you know."
Give DK Metcalf a wide receiver who's never stepped in the building.
Exactly.
$30 million. And then what you do is you don't defer that, or you don't void that money with the suspension whenever he almost cost your team down the stretch.
And then he drops a key pass early in that game.
That was the changing point of the game.
Gigantic drop. So anyway, Mitchell, again, there's 50 different ways we can go with this, but your general thought, are you glad Tomlin's gone or not?
I'm skipping. I'm so happy. I'm skipping around my house. One of my cousins turned 65 tomorrow, and she got an early birthday present. The way I look at it,
stick around. Don't hang up. This was my second choice. All right.
Okay. Almost as good.
I was going to go with this, and I thought, no, I got to have something a little more upbeat. But don't worry, be happy.
Guys.
That's good stuff. Hey, thanks, Mitchell. Appreciate it, man.
All right, I'll be listening.
946-0435. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Roger from Myrtle Beach.
Roger, what's going on, buddy? You at all surprised by this?
I kind of am. I'm glad he stepped down. I don't know what he's going to do. But, you know, he would have lost another playoff game. He would have set the record, right?
Yeah.
So he's tied the record with, what, 3 other coaches? So, it was the right thing to do. But I want to also talk about the game. Aaron Rodgers, I was not a big fan of his at the very beginning. I think if you might recall back, I was almost ready to go root for the Eagles. But you know what? He as bad as some people may think he looked last night, you know, he made a lot of good decisions. You know, unfortunately, he didn't have an offensive line or wide receivers that could block to protect him. And, you know, DK Metcalf made one catch at the very beginning of the game and left several ones slip through his hands after that. And Calvin Austin, you know, whether he was running the right routes or not, it didn't seem to be according to Aaron Rodgers.
So let me say this, though, because this is interesting. We don't know. We never know who to blame or who's at fault for these types of things. So I went to Applebee's last night. I'm eating my chocolate molten lava cake, watching the fourth quarter, and when I sat down, it was 7-6. And I got in there. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go get me some dessert. Got out of the house. Wife went to bed, so I'm eating my chocolate molten lava cake, and then they get down, and then with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, they throw a pass to Pat Freiermuth.
First time all game,
and that was the first target for Pat Freiermuth in the entire game. So now, Roger, here's what I don't know. Because that's asinine beyond belief. Nathan, would you agree with that?
Yeah, he wasn't on the field for a majority of the game as well.
I couldn't believe it. I kind of thought, hey, well, you know, where's Freiermuth been? But when they said it on TV, that's the first target for Pat Freiermuth. And then like a minute later, he catches a 30-yard pass down the seam. So I'm thinking to myself, and this is for you, is this Aaron Rodgers? Is this Arthur Smith? Is this Mike Tomlin? Who's to blame for this? And then you see Aaron Rodgers, after throwing all the passes to Freiermuth a few weeks ago, against the Browns, he throws 3 consecutive passes to Marquez Valdez-Scantling, okay? So whose fault is that, Roger? Is that is that Arthur Smith calling MVS? Is that Aaron Rodgers going away from anything else that's been worked? So that's where we don't know, because I think Aaron Rodgers is a completely and totally mediocre NFL quarterback. Every statistic I could give you would paint him right down the middle. How many NFL good NFL quarterbacks, Nathan, do I say are alive on this planet right now?
Probably 8.
15. He's 13th in 24 in touchdown passes, 7th or 12th in interceptions, 24th in QBR, 15th in yards passing. He is right down the middle. He's literally the margin. He's your average replacement player in baseball, with war and all that. Aaron Rodgers is your average replacement level quarterback in the NFL.
But you know where the difference is. He's playing in a system
that is bad. Right, and he didn't have any help. So, Roger, I'm just curious your thoughts on the Freiermuth thing specifically. Is that Rodgers not looking to Freiermuth? What is going on there?
Well, that's a good question, because supposedly he got asked that after the game and he couldn't answer that question. So that makes me think that he has a lot to do with it also. But I heard earlier in the year that it was Arthur Smith. So I don't know, but everybody understands that Freiermuth is a very hot-handed guy. He can catch a ball that's lasered to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand that either.
And so when we analyze the offense, I started with that. We could start with lots of things, but you've got a weapon that works. Why don't they use it? And so as we look at every single thing that they do, it's hard to wrap your mind around anything. We're not in the building. We don't know the play calls. But there are lots of situations like the Freiermuth thing that just make you scratch your head and say, what the hell are they doing?
It's because they refuse to throw inside the hashes. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be a deep shot to Calvin Austin, who is 5. And listen, Calvin, can you take the top off a defense every once in a while? Yeah, but he isn't consistently just running past the secondary, especially the best secondary in football. And then you got DK Metcalf, who is not a great route runner. Can you get away with giving him a post route or a deep route every once in a while because he's a big, tall guy? Yeah, but he is not a great route runner. That was the biggest issue with the Steelers receivers, is you had no one who can run across the middle of the field and run a good route. If Adam Thielen was 5 years younger, maybe, but the problem is he's in his 12th year now, and he isn't going to be running these crisp routes like he was in 2018, 2019. That was the biggest issue with the Steelers, is everything had to go outside the hash mark, and then if it wasn't there, we'd just dump it down to Kenneth Gainwell and hope he makes a great play for 15, 20 yards.
Well, you know, I mean, we've got a lot of problems moving forward here. Steelers are one of the oldest teams in NFL football. We don't have a quarterback that is, you know, 1 or 2, 3 years old. And, you know, moving forward, you know, the same thing, you know, with Franklin, you know, that's another situation. We lost, 70% of our players to, you know, whatever, the portal. But, you know, the Steelers, I mean, you get a new coach. Okay, where are you going to go from here? I mean, Omar needs to go too, and I just looked up. He's under contract through 2028. I don't know what we're paying Omar, but he needs to go. I mean, we shouldn't be in this quarterback situation where we're bringing in, you know, Wilson and, you know, Rodgers, and now where do we go next year, you know?
If you don't have a quarterback, you really don't have a chance. They got into the – I tip my cap to Aaron Rodgers. He played well enough to get him into the playoffs thanks to a missed field goal, but you were never – it was never realistic to think they were going to go all that far with Aaron Rodgers.
No. And the offense last night was just getting bulldozed. I mean, literally bulldozed. I mean, when Aaron Rodgers stepped up one time in the pocket, he got tripped by his own player. He thought it was a defensive guy. But he did as best as he could last night. But, you know, we certainly weren't the better team by far.
All right, so, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
That Houston Texans team, I've been singing the praise of them. I think they, and I don't know why I thought that the Steelers had a chance in this game. In my heart, I thought, hey, you know, the Steelers, they might pull this thing out because this is, you know, a weather type game, all that stuff I was talking about yesterday. But in my head, I'm like, this pass rush is going to eat on this offensive line. This secondary, Kalen Bullock, Jalen Petrie, Derek Stingley, all these guys, there's no chance. No one's getting open right here. So I mean, you also just got to say at some point, too, the Texans are a phenomenal.
You did it again!
I'm doing it now,
bro. You did it again! That's worse than me saying Washington Redskins 15 years after the fact.
I did it on purpose. You can't say that.
Yeah, that's 2 days in a row you said phenomenal.
Phenomenal. That's my new thing. Phenomenal.
I love it. You should trademark that. You should, like, put it on a shirt that says phenomenal. The phenomenal sportsman.
There it is.
I get half credit. Welcome to the show. What's your name? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Steve from Duncansville.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I'm going to call next hour, but I agree with Corey. I think this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah, look. So here's the thing. Let's approach that, Steve. Are you okay with that? I can sit here and be glad that he's gone. Would you be okay with a 5-12 record and hit a hard reset?
Yes, I'd be okay. Look what New England's doing.
That's exactly right. I was going to say that. Yep.
Look what New England's doing. You know, the thing is, okay, Mike Tomlin needed to go, and he deserves to go into the Hall of Fame. And you never know; he could be like Andy Reid. He could sit back, take a year off, and reflect, come back, and change his style and win a Super Bowl. You never know what the future holds. But the thing is, I'm going to make this quick. They're the second oldest team. They need to dump T.J. Watt because from what I listen to,
can't do it. Well, how you gonna just eat all that money?
Yes, I would eat all that money. For one thing, they wanted to move him around and he refused to do it, like they used to do Troy Polamalu. He just wanted to play right side. I've listened to that. I've heard different people say that, and at the 6 o'clock thing, and the 10 o'clock, and the 2 o'clock. I don't listen to it all day, different parts of the day when I'm not running around. But yes, he refused to move around. Yes, eat the cap money. It's time. He's old. He's going to be 32 years old. Let Cam Hayward go, and you gotta. I mean, I love to see them go 3-14, or even 2-15. Swing at a quarterback if Manning's available or somebody's swing at, try to get it. I kept saying to these guys, get Jackson Dart.
When you miss on a quarterback in the draft, Nathan, this is why I'm so vehement, but when you miss on the guy, you set your organization back 5 years. Mm-hmm. And missing on Kenny Pickett has set the Steelers back 5 years, if not a lot more. It's ultimately ended up costing Mike Tomlin his job. And who the hell knows where the Steelers are for the next 5 or 10 years?
I want to make two more points. Let's give Tomlin credit, because any other coach with some of them teams he took to the playoffs probably would have went 3-14. You know what I'm saying? I think he's the type of guy can get you to playoffs, but can he get you to the Super Bowl without a Ben Roethlisberger? Number two, the biggest mistake they made this year was letting George Pickens go.
Yep, I don't necessarily disagree with that. Thank you, Steve. Let me say this. I saw something earlier today about basketball. It said that it was re-ranking the number one picks in the NBA draft for the last 10 years. Victor Wembanyama was number one.
Wembanyama?
Yeah.
Wembanyama.
Whatever.
I had to get you on one back. So.
How about Wemby? You're over there. Wait for it. Paolo Banchero was number two, and who the hell was number three?
Wasn't Ben Simmons. He's probably number 10.
Number nine was Ben Simmons, okay. and number 10 was Markelle Fultz. So the point I was going to make with that was you can go through any process you want to try to rebuild your organization. The Sixers did this, tanking for years. The process. And they ended up getting Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, and Joel Embiid. Now, Joel Embiid's been a great player, but when you have two of the bottom two worst NBA draft picks over the last 10 years, that's how you mess up a rebuild. That's what the Steelers did with Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. So you can't afford those kinds of mistakes. If you're going to rebuild. If you're going to let Mike Tomlin go, and we're all going to bitch about Mike Tomlin, the decisions going forward have to be the right decisions.
I think what frustrates me with the Steelers is they never it felt like they never swung on a quarterback in like the second or third round.
Mason Rudolph, and then Ben got all pissed about that.
I was just about to say Mason Rudolph was the only guy. What was he, a third round pick in 2018?
Yeah, and Ben didn't want any part of it.
Exactly. So there's been guys that have come out in recent years in the second round. Not that I think these guys are going to be stars, but guys like Jalen Milroe or those types of guys that are in that second to third round range. And I think one of them this year could be Ty Simpson, where I don't think Ty Simpson's ready to go in the NFL yet. But is that something you want to look and say, hey, do we do one more year with a veteran quarterback and we let this guy develop underneath him and then throw him in because he's an Alabama. He's got trades. He looks the part, but he hasn't played enough to where I feel comfortable with him going in right away. So the Steelers have so many questions. Or do you just completely tank and then you hope for Arch Manning in 2027? That's also
well, that guy's got a long way to go. I mean, I mentioned him or Steve mentioned him, but I would Arch Manning doesn't even look like an NFL quarterback to me.
Not yet.
Anthony Edwards was number three on that NBA draft.
Only number three is interesting.
But he was behind Bancaro. Bancaro's had a really good career.
Bancaro's pretty
good.
He's
had a good career. 946-0435. We got a bunch of people calling in. We'll get to you after the break.
It's a new year, and Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment resolves to help you keep your vehicle on the road with their New Year's travel special. Get lube, oil, and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brake inspection, and battery inspection. All for $59.99 with conventional oil, $79.99 with synthetic oil. And don't risk getting stranded. Take advantage of their free battery testing. Both offers expire January 31st. For safe travels in the new year, visit Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
If you are struggling with anger, depression, or discouragement, you're living in darkness. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. God's Word shines a light out of your dark place. The Sinking Valley Presbyterian Church encourages you to turn to the Bible, learn about God's love for you and His good plans. Jesus tells us to knock and the door will be opened, seek and you will find. Look for new life in God's Word. God loves you and is waiting for you at the door.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's Protection Zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Logan Fury did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he bought a mini treadmill. Is walking on it during video conference calls more distracting than he thought? Yes. And is that because he overestimated his foot-eye coordination? Definitely. But it's Logan's savings, and if he wants to burn calories and any chance at a promotion, we say, good for you, Logan. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive, and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Alrighty, Sports Central brought to you today and every day by Russell Tire in Altoona. Russell Tire is the new presenting sponsor of our program every day. Buy all tires at cost, no catch, no gimmick. Buy 4 tires at cost with premium insulation and get a free alignment inspection. Don't get stranded with a car that won't start in harsh winter conditions. Stop by in January and Russell Tire in Altoona will test your battery for free. That's always good. I recommend that to everybody. Go get your battery tested. You don't want to be out on the highway and there's some damn wreck in front of you, and now all of a sudden you're stuck out there for an hour because that's when your battery, I'm telling you. All right, schedule an appointment today, Russell Tire, 814-212-8200. Back to the phone lines. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from? We'll go with 9684. Go ahead, guy.
As the resident Cowboy fan, and I sit back, and I've always said that I thought Mike Tomlin was one of the most overrated coaches in history.
Not why? Can you say why?
Well, here's my thing. I've always said he's had 19 consecutive winning seasons.
non-losing seasons. A couple of those were 500 seasons.
Right. Tom Landry had 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the difference between Landry, a coach like Landry, and a coach like Tomlin, Landry went to 5 Super Bowls, went to 12 NFC Championship games. That's what you do with winning seasons. You don't go into the playoffs and lose 7 games in a row.
Badly. And again, last night is a little bit of a misleading.
It's skewed. It's
because
skewed.
It was 7-6, but again, their ineptitude throwing the ball and getting anybody open, and Rodgers and the bad offensive line. So that leads to the one scoop and score, and then the pick six. So yeah, but right. Hey, it's still 5 consecutive playoff losses by double digits.
Right, and then you look at and don't feel bad, Nathan, because everybody on Countdown and ESPN except Marcus Spears picked the Steelers too, so don't feel bad. And they're supposedly experts.
I always like to hear from people who are not fans of a given team. Like you mentioned the thing with Tom Landry and the Cowboys. I will rewatch the clip. This is before Tomlin stepped down. This was 5-6 hours ago. Showed up on my feed, Terry Bradshaw from 10 years ago, calling Mike Tomlin a cheerleader. Okay, here's why I think Tomlin is overrated. Okay, no coaching tree. No coaching tree whatsoever. None. The only coach of his was Bruce Arians, and Bruce Arians got fired. Bruce Arians was forced out by the Steelers. That's how much control Tomlin had and how stupid the Steelers have been run for a long time. They wanted Bruce Arians gone. They called it a retirement, and I remember that day, Bruce Arians within an hour said, I'm not retiring. Then he goes and wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So Mike Tomlin has no coaching tree. Do you know, this has always been a big problem for me. He has surrounded himself with nothing but yes men. You are not a great leader. I've gone on so many rants about this. You are not a great leader when all you do is surround yourself with people that you can tell what to do. Okay? You are not. You're not a great boss. You're not a great middle manager. You're not a great CEO or president or head coach or anything. You have to have people around you who will challenge your authority. Quick story. Shock you. This will shock some of you. You have any idea the number of arguments Neil Rudell and I got into at the Altoona Mirror over the last 25 years? Dozens.
4 times.
Dozens. Because Neil would tell me a way to do it. I thought I knew a better way to do it. 50, 60, 70% of the time, I might have been right. He might have been right the rest. But only in challenging things can you find the best way to do it. You don't necessarily have to. I'm not saying to be a jerk about it, but Mike Tomlin hiring Matt Canada and Mike Tomlin hiring, you know, all these people and then basically telling them what to do, and these people sucking so badly that when they leave the Steelers, they're out of football. They don't even have jobs, let alone become head coaches.
Where is Matt Canada nowadays?
I don't think he's even been in football. Mike Tomlin has surrounded himself with people he can tell what to do, and that is no way for an organization of any kind to get any better, Guy.
I thought you were talking about James Franklin for a minute there, but okay.
Yeah, but James has had a coaching tree. Charles Huff. Ricky Ronnie. I mean, James has sent guys on to some jobs.
Moorhead.
Joe Moorhead, although he had been a head coach before him.
Now, I sit back because to me, it's like you're praising somebody for mediocrity. And I just never understood that.
I think he's been praised for a level of consistency, but he was never able to adapt and change when the game around him changed. He's still trying to play the same football game as 30 years ago.
This is a big difference with it is players are so much more athletic now where you can't just play the style because you have linebackers and edge rushers that are significantly faster than they were 15 years ago. And those players are making those plays whenever you're running that inept offense that would have worked 20 years ago when you didn't have players running in 4-3s. At the edge position. That's the difference, the way the game changes. It's just so much faster.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
George from Altoona.
How we doing, George?
We are doing just wonderful. I understand that you two, Pokey and Poker, do not need that today because you guys are on fire.
We're on fire today. I've been waiting for this day, George, for about 4 years.
Corey has like a speech prepared.
Anyway, I'm one of those guys, and there's a lot of us out there that don't know the ins and outs like you guys do. You guys know statistics. You guys know names. You guys know stuff, but we don't know that. What we see every Sunday in front of us is the game.
Right.
Whoever they were playing, that's what we saw.
The eye test.
And we saw for years he did not do his job. Period. Did not do his job.
George, that's sensational. Let me stop you there because you are 1,000,000,000% correct. We can give you all these numbers, 19 non-losing seasons, Super. We can give you all this. But if you watched the games and you saw the insanity of his decisions over and over. I've said for a long time James Franklin's one of the worst coaches in college football on Saturday. He's one of the best around every, you know, the other 26 days and 21 hours of the week. But for the 3 hours during the game, I think James Franklin is absolutely horrible. I believe Mike Tomlin is the worst coach in the NFL. Dead last during the game. So whatever you can say about him, leadership, and I just questioned the leadership 5 minutes ago. Whatever you can say about him, good from a lot. If you watch the game, he fails the eye test so miserably, Nathan.
Absolutely does. It's very, very predictable, okay? You don't have to be a really good defensive coach on the other side of the field to know what this man's going to do.
Kreider, we're coming up here in a few minutes for our Black and Gold Breakdown. Kreider always says that Tomlin said, we don't live in our fears. I think that's one of the biggest lies. They live
that's
in their
one
fears.
Of the lies you want to hear.
They live in their fears all the time.
Okay,
with their Yeah, go ahead.
I appreciate what you guys did today because my blood pressure is now back up where it should have been.
Okay, good. Appreciate it, George. 9460435. Before we get to caller number two, what do you think about what I just said in terms of Tomlin during the game? You're watching way more NFL than I am. But when I watch the Steelers, I find myself shaking my head and rolling my eyes at Mike Tomlin over the same things every week, every year.
So it's effective because it wins them 60% of the games, but it's not putting them into super. You're not going to beat good teams playing the way you do. So I think there's worse coaches game day, but I'm not saying what he's doing is effective at all because, like I said, it fizzles out every time you hit the playoffs and you're playing against good teams because they can just overcome that. They can outplay you because they're just better. They're better schemed. But if you're going against, I don't even want to say the Browns because the Browns just ragdolled them 3 weeks ago. But, you know, if you're playing those lesser competition teams, you can somehow get away with it, it feels like. So it's tough. I wouldn't say he's one of the worst coaches, but he's not doing anything that's going to excite you and you think is realistically going to lead you anywhere in the postseason.
Yep. All right. Caller number two. Go ahead, buddy. What's up?
Okay. Pay attention. I want you guys to say this three times really fast. You ready?
Zach Taylor.
No.
he's the last remaining AFC North coach. Who would have thought that?
Caller number two is a Bengals fan. That's why I set you up, caller number two. I thought you had it in with Zach Taylor.
That's a good one, but this is a little better, I think.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
You have to say this three times real fast.
Is this approved? Am I gonna have to hit the 7 second dump button here?
No, it's not dirty. But it's tough. I don't know if you guys can do it. This will be amazing if you can do it.
Nathan, you wanna go first?
Ready?
Go ahead.
Whoever wants to go first, but here we go. It's unfathomable that Nate keeps saying phenomenal.
It's unfathomable that Nate keeps saying phenomenal. It's unfathomable
really?
That Nate keeps saying phenomenal. It's unfathomable Nathan keeps saying phenomenal.
Well, first of all, you called yourself different names there throughout that. One was Nate and one was Nathan. The only word you messed up in those three was your own damn name.
Do you see
why I tell you? You have to settle on a name.
Because I'm so indecisive, I can't pick one.
You got the unfathomable. You got the phenomenal. And you messed up on your name.
I cannot believe that. Well, I'm Nate and Nathan. Just depends. It depends. It's a sentence by sentence thing, and that proved it right there. Sentence by sentence.
you do need to print up some kind of something with phenomenable, whatever the hell the word
is. If anybody wants to buy their phenomenable merch, make sure you contact.
That's right. Zach Taylor is the only remaining AFC North coach of the Bengals. He went 6-11, and somehow he kept his job.
That's unfortunate.
That's phenomenable.
It's unfathomable.
Thank you, buddy. 946-0435.
That's a good call right there.
That's a good call. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Corey.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
This is Augie.
Augie, well, I hadn't heard from you in a long time, buddy. You doing okay?
I know. I called because this is a day of celebration.
That's right.
It is crazy how everybody's on the same page here.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Did you hear the beginning of the show, Augie, by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Hang on.
As you and I've talked in the past, sports has left me I'm just growing weary of how money has ruined the game. You and I have discussed this before.
I'm right there with you, man.
You know that I have not been a Tomlin fan. We talked a couple times about why the Steelers retained him.
Okay, here's how we started the show. You're going to love this. You ready?
Yep.
So the point is, it is a celebration for everybody today.
Yes. Yes.
Are you celebrating?
Yes.
Hit it.
I'm kind of walking around a little bit higher, taller than I really am.
That's good.
I'm at the point where when you hit my age, I'm 81 years old, so I don't get excited like I used to. I used to love sports and eat this, and I played sports and so on and so forth. But as I discussed in the past, money has taken me away. I just can't appreciate the ruinization of all sports. But the Steelers and the Pirates, I followed all my life, and I worshiped those teams, and I just saw where the Rooney family was able to accept mediocrity.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. I ripped the Rooneys 6 or 8 months ago. I called them losers. Because if you're just going to accept this, then the problem is with you. We can blame the coach or the quarterback or whatever, but if the owners are just willing to accept 9 years without a playoff victory when you're supposed to be one of the great organizations on this planet, then the problem is at the top. Hey, Augie, good to hear from you, man. I got to take a break. We'll be back with more calls after
this.
It's
a new year, and Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment resolves to help you keep your vehicle on the road with their New Year's travel special. Get lube, oil, and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brake inspection, and battery inspection. All for $59.99 with conventional oil, $79.99 with synthetic oil. And don't risk getting stranded. Take advantage of their free battery testing. Both offers expire January 31st. For safe travels in the new year, visit Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
It's time for the Steve Willett Morning Show promo in stereo. Wake up each morning 6 to 10 with your early morning dose of knowledge in the form of random facts.
We've got the top 5 list.
Not headline news.
Dad joke theater.
Morning shower thoughts.
Stupid news.
The legends of number 1.
And we'll discuss what the buzz is around the water cooler.
It's the Hank Morning Show with Steve Willett in stereo on 96.1 FM.
As well as compatible mono on 1370 AM.
Yeah, buddy.
You're waking up with Steve Willett on 96.1 Hank FM.
Hank FM.
Nathan's going to give you some names of possible replacements. We'll see. Nobody knew Mike Tomlin back 19 years ago. Sports Central brought to you by Russell Tire in Altoona. Buy all tires at cost, no catch, no gimmick. Buy 4 tires at cost with premium installation and get a free alignment inspection. Don't get stranded with a car that won't start in harsh winter conditions. Stop by in January, and Russell Tire in Altoona will test your battery for free. Schedule an appointment today at 814-212-8200. One name, Nathan, that seemed to be a pretty strong possibility for the Steelers head coaching job. Guy over in South Bend, what's up with him?
Yeah, Marcus Freeman. So we were literally just talking about this probably 3 minutes ago, and then a minute ago, Adam Schefter tweets out saying that it is expected that Notre Dame is Marcus Freeman's home. He is going to stay there and coach, per sources. You mentioned he's having a press conference too tomorrow, so he'll give some more clarity on that. So looks like Marcus Freeman's probably out of the running, but I guess you can never say never. So,
all right. What about that dude from Western PA that has taken the college football world by storm? He's 64 years old, but he is doing a job at a certain place that has been terrible forever. Could he be a possibility?
Sig is interesting. If I am Omar Khan and I'm the Rooney family, I'm calling him and making him say no to me. He's a Western PA guy. He grew up idolizing the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm sure. You make him say no. Well, I think there's a next to no possibility he's leaving Bloomington anytime soon. You still go and you say, hey, Sig, are you interested? Because what he's done to a program like Indiana is going to be studied for decades.
Right. Would he be? He's just mastered how to win in college football. Would he be interested in trying to go start completely over and
square
and trying
one for
to,
him?
Yeah. I can't imagine somebody would want to do
not
that.
At 64.
Right.
His age plays into it.
Okay.
So
there's no way in the world, just for a reason here. Okay. There's no way in the world James Franklin will ever be considered for a coaching job like this. And I say that because there are people like Franklin who are perfectly suited for college football. They get up and they spend their day talking to parents of 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. They're salesmen. James Franklin is not a great football coach. James Franklin is a great CEO and a great used car salesman. I don't believe James Franklin will ever be an NFL coach. And if he is, he'll flop miserably. You agree or disagree? Because there are other guys like that. I'm not just talking about specifically Franklin. There are other guys, Brian Kelly. There are other guys who are suited, Dabo Sweeney. They're suited for college football. Nick Saban failed in the NFL because you can't just go into the NFL and tell everybody what to do all
the
time.
You're talking to kids compared to full-grown adults
who
have families.
Who have more power than you.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think Franklin ever is considered for a job like this.
Guys like that, though, do you know, is there anybody out there? Marcus Freeman, he looks kind of like a professional guy. I could see him wanting to be an NFL coach. Maybe not with the Steel. Who knows? But, right now, Jim Harbaugh, he was that kind of guy. Just a weird, wacky, freaking guy. I'm not sure Jim Harbaugh ever loved all the insanity that goes on in college football, and they had to cheat their way to win. Mm-hmm. So he's a good fit for the NFL.
I'm trying to think of guys across the nation. Maybe when we come back from break, I might have a guy or two. But I'll tell you who's number one right now on my list, Corey. And this is only if you can get Aaron Rodgers on board for one more year and you just say, we got a fresh new voice in here. We got these veterans that we're already paying. Let's try this one more time. You go get another Western PA guy, a Pittsburgh guy, actually. You go and get Mike McCarthy, who's sitting on the couch right now.
Mm-hmm.
I love that possibility of reuniting him with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, but are you saying do that so that you can keep Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Are you saying because Mike McCarthy is a good coach.
I think Mike McCarthy is a good coach.
He is a good coach. Let's get Mike McCarthy and move on from Aaron Rodgers is what I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying is you have this bridge where you might not have your quarterback in this draft, or you might say, okay, we'll see maybe if we can, in a deeper quarterback class, which we talked about that. This was supposed to be the quarterback class coming in this year that was going to be deep, which it is not at all. So maybe next year whenever there is more than just one top-heavy guy like there is Mendoza right now, and maybe Dante Morphy comes out, but both these guys are going to be well without – you got no one in the 16 to 32 range right now.
It is
NFL.
Tough. Real quick, I just got a text that says Ryan Day, ? I think Ryan Day was born on third base. He's at an institution that has all the money in the world and tremendous success. I don't think Ryan Day would – I'm not even sure he's a good football coach, to be honest. I'm not. I mean, I say that, kind of tongue-in-cheek. Obviously, he's a good football coach. I'm not sure that he's the guy – that could do what a Cignetti does and just get the absolute most out of a whole bunch of kind of nobodies. Ryan Day, almost gets the least out of superstars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to get someone who's going to just – you have to get a great coach in there because they're not inheriting the
Football
Bill Cowher's team. They're not inheriting Bill Cowher's team.
And in college, it's these names and these kings. In football, in the NFL, you're getting football dudes. A lot of people have never heard of these assists. Nobody had ever heard of Mike Tomlin. You're getting these hardcore football guys because you have to – you can't fake it.
You're not a used car salesman.
James Franklin can't fake it in the NFL.
It's a new year, and Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment resolves to help you keep your vehicle on the road with their New Year's travel special. Get lube, oil, and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brake inspection, and battery inspection. All for $59.99 with conventional oil, $79.99 with synthetic oil. And don't risk getting stranded. Take advantage of their free battery testing. Both offers expire January 31st. For safe travels in the new year, visit Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
You like saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower. Actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you could save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription for 65% off. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Lightning deal.
Lightning deal. Leitner Communications.
Lightning deal.
Your chance to score some awesome deals from Leitner Communications. This week's deal is with Levity Brewing Company. $25 gets you $50 to spend. Great food, great brews, and a great place to hang out with your friends. Levity Brewing Company. Leitner Communications.
Lightning deals.
Go to LeitnerCommunications.com this Friday at 9 a.m. and score this awesome deal.
All right, wrapping up here. We do have Black and Gold Breakdown coming up in about 2 minutes. We'll go back to the phone lines to close. Welcome to the show. What's your name? You got about a minute or so to go. Go ahead. You're with 2769. Hello?
Hello?
Yep, you're there. Go ahead. You got 1 minute.
Mike McCarthy will be the next coach in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's what Nathan pointed that out. Why do you like McCarthy?
Well, he's from Pittsburgh. His parents live in Pittsburgh, and he's a really good coach.
Okay, you know,
I
do think he is a good coach. I don't know that just because you're, you know, he's from Pittsburgh and all that, that should be the most important thing. But I don't know that it can hurt either, unless you're drafting a quarterback from Pitt with doll-sized hands who obviously can't play the position.
Well, luckily, if Pitt has a freshman quarterback, so they won't be getting any Pitt quarterback, unless maybe Eli Holstein next year comes out, which will be a transfer.
I didn't even get to play much of this song, so I'm going to close with this today, you guys. Black Gold Breakdown coming up shortly.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want.
Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM. Roaring Spring, Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.